systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, December 15th, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thanks so much for checking out episode number 128 of this motherfucking shit we do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, usually around 8 o'clock, but tonight's 10 p.m. live. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
You look good. Your levels look like shit.
I'm sorry.
You forget how to podcast?
Yes.
I know, it's been a while.
It's been since Friday.
I know, that's a long time for you. Are you going to be okay?
Yeah. Well, even if I was not working, it would still have been Friday.
Right, but you would still have not forgotten. You remember how to do this?
Yeah, I do.
All right, well, thank you guys so much for checking out episode number 128. If you are listening live, jamhole.com/feedback is where you can type shit that we will read on the show. If you're listening to the actual podcast form of this and you want to know what the fuck we're talking about, thejamhole.com/live video. If you follow us on Twitter, thejamhole.com/Twitter, you would know exactly when this fucking shit starts. So, we have a special guest, and this is actually the first time in Jam Hole history something like this has ever happened. We went to Anna's to get a little bite to eat before the show this evening, and I saw one of my friends that works at the gas station there sitting in a car with this other girl that just had these crazy-looking eyes, and she was staring at me like, hey, talk to me, because I want you.
Not at all.
So, yeah! So, yeah, we told her about the show, and she's like, oh my god, I'm wet. That sounds like the most amazing thing I've ever fucking heard of. Can I please, pretty please, with my vagina on it, come and watch?
Oh my god.
So, we did her one better, and we gave her a microphone. Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
How the fuck are you?
I'm great, but I'm not wet.
No.
More like they paid me to come. I'm just kidding.
I totally told you. We're going to have, okay, whoever was listening live, let's just cut that part out. Start it over.
All right.
Okay. I'm just kidding. So, yeah, man, fucking Monday. We got Braden back. I hope you guys enjoyed the little special Saturday, Sunday morning show with Marcus and Kyle. I know Kyle has a hard time talking into microphones.
I noticed.
Did you notice that?
Yes, I did.
You'd like turn the fucking, the sound all the way up, and then right. He stops, and it's me, and you're like, oh, my fucking ears, Christ, I'm bleeding. But yeah, it was cool. We kind of got Marcus's side of the whole story about Ben moving out and totally fucking in.
Now we know the truth.
Well, yeah, maybe. Kind of. I don't think we'll ever really know, like, the absolute truth.
Well, whose side would you rather take?
Honestly, I give a fuck. The more conflict they have in their lives, the better it is for us and our lives.
That's
true. And our show.
I'm just glad I don't have to deal with it.
You and me both. That's why I live alone. The cat, like, stops paying rent or pisses me off, I just throw out the fucking window.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. So 26 says, did you get that email I sent about the Jam Hole CD cover track collaboration idea? Did you just send it? Because I don't know if you know this or not, but we're actually doing a show right now. So if you did send it, I'll check that out. And then 26 also says, Braden has spent years crafting his MySpace page. He knows his internet lingo.
I really don't know internet lingo.
But you really have spent years crafting your MySpace page.
I've had a MySpace forever.
So if you guys look at my MySpace page, and then you look at his MySpace page, who would you say spends a little more time than he should on MySpace?
I don't actually spend that much time on it.
Oh, okay. Like, you're just that good.
No.
No.
It has nothing to do with that. You just do that once, and then you never, ever do it again.
And real quick, before we continue, cock block me again with her? I'm fucking you up.
I've never cock-blocked you.
You'll walk home while I drive her home.
Maybe if you had a cock, there wouldn't be a problem.
Oh, shit! Damn.
And I spilled my wine on
cold in here. Oh, yeah. Tonight's show is brought to you by a box and a wine. No, what is it? Barefoot? High class shit.
What? Oh, my wine.
So, what do you do? Like, where did you come from? We just kind of found you in the gas station parking lot, took you home. Well, it was more like fucking chloroform, handcuffs, throw her in the trunk,
bullshit.
And then we're here.
No.
Bag over her head.
They're friends with my friends, so that's how I met them.
Right. So, what were you doing? Just kind of hanging out at the gas station, just chilling?
Yeah, I was bored. Got some wine.
I know. Whenever I'm bored.
Waiting for my girlfriend to get off work, you know.
Yeah. Whenever I'm bored, I just go to the gas station.
Hang out with man.
Like Jane, Silent
Pick
Bob.
Up chicks.
Yeah, I just stand out in front of the fucking gas station selling weed and shit. No, I'm just kidding. So,
are you?
Yeah, I just had a couple things, and we'll do this reenactment 26 sent in to us. But the other day, I did finally get a chance to watch The Day the Earth Stood Still. Have you seen that movie yet?
Not all of it.
Have you seen that movie, Brittany?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, if you guys don't want it spoiled, basically fast forward a couple minutes. But I really actually enjoyed this movie. I've heard a lot of bad things about how Keanu Reeves is a fucking douche and the,
yeah,
the
no
best.
One likes him.
The, I don't know why. Like,
he's
I,
sexy.
What, is that it? Are people, do people just hate on him because he's
I
sexy?
Guess.
So they attack his most vulnerable area, which
right.
is
his you, acting.
Your acting sucks, man. Why don't you act like less of a douche, huh? They didn't teach you that in acting school, you faggot. But it just seems like whenever you do something right, you know, the haters come out. I mean, the haters came out to the jam hole since fucking day one.
Yeah, since before we were good.
The haters came out so much, they actually were part of the show.
Yeah, like, we've had haters on the show.
Yeah, it was, welcome to the jam hole, my name's Matt, and these are the haters.
Yeah, hater number one.
If you're new to the show, we basically sit around and hate on Matt because of how amazing he's turned this show into. Total 180. So, yeah, and the only thing I really took away from it, I mean, it was awesome eye candy. It was a great idea. Like, there's these other beings that are watching us, and they have infiltrated our society and shit. So, you know, they're living amongst us in human bodies. And basically, they're just watching us slowly destroy the planet that we live on. So, I guess what we should take away from this movie is if we keep fucking shit up the way we're fucking shit up, crazy fucking aliens are gonna come down and like totally destroy us. So take from that what you will. I'm done driving.
Glad there's a lesson to be learned from that.
Well, I know, right?
They're like, you can learn something from this movie about aliens.
We spent like $1 billion on CGI. We better give it a message. But I don't know, it was cool, man. Like it was creepy how it started, and then it builds up, and then you finally figure out what the fuck's going on, and the lady's like, oh, we as humans can change. People or any kind of technologically advanced race only changes when they're on the brink of destruction. Like, it takes something like totally life altering, or right. how you're used to your way of life being, that has to get totally flipped upside down before you even think about changing what you're doing. You
well,
know?
That and people are just kind of lazy.
Well, that's, I think that's,
they're just going to wait until the last minute.
Right. It goes back to that whole, if it ain't broke, don't fix it type
exactly.
of thing. It's like, well, actually, we're really starting to break it. And I don't know about you guys, but I don't want to get blown up by big fucking aliens. So if you guys could quit whatever the fuck it is you're doing, I would appreciate that. I try and leave a tiny footprint in my travels.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I got size 11 shoes, but I leave a tiny footprint. I don't know. It was kind of a cool movie. The other, like, really main idea was the lady's talking to Keanu Reeves, who's the alien guy that came to be born on Earth and start this whole process or whatever. And he's like, you know, if I let you guys live, you're going to keep going the way you're going. You're going to kill the Earth, and then you're going to die. So, like, you both die. Mm-hmm. If I wipe you guys off the face of the Earth, you'll die, but the planet will continue to live on, and it'll start, you know, its evolutionary cycle all over again. So it's like, you can both get fucked, or you can get fucked, and the Earth will live on. And, of course, Leia's like, no, we can change our ways. We'll stop fucking sucking out the blood of Earth, aka oil, and we'll be good people, and we'll believe in Keanu Reeves or whatever the fuck. Just please don't kill us. 26 says, in the latest ep of Brian is in You, 100. They finally got to 100. Fuck. Well, it seems like we hit 100 like a year ago or something. That's pitiful
shit. It's been a long time.
But apparently, Brian King hated on the jam hole by humorously bleeping it out of my voicemail. What did you say in your voicemail? And if you could send us that clip. I haven't got around to listening to that yet. He's kind of last on my list of shows I listen to.
Yeah.
I usually let it build up for when I have to go to Libby or Polson and I have like nothing else to listen to. I'm like, oh, Brian is in you. All right. I'm down. So, what the fuck? Oh, the other thing, you guys all know if you listen to the show, Ryan the Salt Guy, he was telling me this interesting story this morning. You know how the other day I was driving by and I took a picture of that car that was in the ditch for thejamal.com/Twitter? Well, he was telling me they were driving up in Whitefish somewhere and they came by this Suburban that was like totally rolled over.
Oh, shit.
And he was like getting out to take a picture of it. And all of a sudden he hears this screaming and there's a fucking lady inside the Suburban. Like it had just happened.
And he's all taking a picture.
And he's like, yeah, he's like, holy shit. Boss's son, come here. There's actually someone in here. Like we got to get her out of here.
Yeah.
And he fucking, yeah, they like called 911 and pulled her out and shit. And she was okay and everything. But I was just thinking, I was telling him that like, dude, if that would have been me, like I wouldn't have, cause when I took that one picture, I didn't even get out of the car.
Yeah,
like I just drove by it fucking and just kept going.
If that would,
yeah, I totally would have just drove by it, rolled my window down, took the fucking picture and like kept going.
And then later you might look back at the picture and see a person hanging upside down in the car.
Yeah, exactly. Or like I would have read in the fucking news the next day that like some lady died in this fucking Suburban.
Yeah, it's like oh.
I oddly enough have a picture of that post-mortem or like
it's
before.
On the internet already too.
Yeah. twitter.com
the last picture of her ever taken when she was alive.
That's so great. So and the other thing I did want to mention before we do this reenactment, I was in a gas station today getting some drinks and shit and I happened to just glance up at the television and I hear these two newscasters talking some shit about how a new study is out that sugar is shown to be just as addictive, if not more so, than cocaine.
So can we just do cocaine?
Heroin.
Did they seriously say that?
Yeah, they're like, they did some study with rats where they gave them sugar and they exhibited
the
same.
I'm not a rat, though.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have noticed by your voice.
Oh, okay.
I wish crack was as cheap as sugar.
I know, right? I mean, this
just
is going to go one of two ways. We're either going to totally make sugar illegal, in which case you're going to have a bunch of fucking sugar junkies pissed.
Oh,
like,
man.
Like, robbing fucking stores. Like, give me all your sugar now. I'm not even kidding. I'm not fucking around. Give me your sugar. And then just, like, blowing brains out and shit. Or
do you think it would get that bad? I don't think it would get
that bad. I don't think it would get that bad either.
Famous last words. You know who else didn't think it would get that bad?
Who?
The guys that made OxyContin.
But
like,
this
hey,
isn't a drug. It's just, well, I mean, it kind
hey,
of.
Hey, do you think synthetic opium could get that bad? No.
No.
No. Just give them lots of kickbacks and they'll prescribe it more. And now look, people are fucking robbing pharmacies every single fucking day. Kids.
Have you seen that movie, Drugstore Cowboy?
Yes. That was a cool movie. Have you ever seen that?
No, I no. haven't.
Have you ever had any experiences with getting fucked up on sugar? You thought I was going to say pills, huh?
With sugar.
Huh?
Well,
don't
fuck.
Man, if I had a nickel.
Back in the day when you're snorting pixie
I was just going to say,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, dude. I got paid $5 in junior high to snort a line, and I did it.
Shit, I had to pay $5 in
Seriously,
junior high.
I had to get the pixie stick.
I know, dude. What the fuck? We should have traded friends.
I know, right?
So it's like they start out manufacturing, you know, the small little paper pixie sticks.
Right, and then they got the big
yeah,
tubes.
Yeah, people are like, man, I'm buying like 20 of these at a fucking time. There's got to be a better way. And then this one dude's like, light bulb. We'll make it this fucking big and like this fucking big around and we'll just pack that fucker full yeah. to the top.
It's like an ounce.
And you can just stand on your fucking head and have your bro hound just fucking pop it in your asshole and fucking flick it until it all goes in. And then you get another bro and he gets up on a step stool and he plays it like a didgeridoo, like in your asshole.
Wow.
What the fuck?
That's my jokes. So, you ready for a little fucking sexy time reenactment?
You
huh?
can do that.
You know what I want.
don't know how sexy it's going to be.
Oh, it's going to be so fucking sexy. Sir Brantley says, when I was in junior high, kids were crushing Smarties and snorting them in class. I also did that. Weird. I wonder if that's when my life started spiraling out of control. Okay, so you are going to play the part of, basically, let me set the scene for y'all.
Set the scene.
Computers, internet, cyber sex, you know what I mean. This is a chat log between a 53-year-old dude and a blank-year-old girl. What do you think? What do you think in the chat? How old is this girl talking to this 53-year-old dude? 26, you're not allowed to answer because you sent this in. What do you think?
I know, because it's right in front of me.
Fuck me, I guess. So she's 12, of course. Oh, real quick, speaking of 12 and 13, did you listen to that phone call?
Yes, I did.
Those 13-year-old girls. So today, I get a... Oh, maybe I still have it saved. I get a text message, and I kind of thought something like this might happen, and it did, of course. It's in here somewhere. It's in here somewhere. Seriously.
Hurry up.
I'm hurrying. I'm hurrying. Oh, wait. Found it. Sorry.
Jesus.
Well, I guess my mom doesn't want me texting you, which is so gay. But I think it's because you're older and my parents don't know you, and they think that you might be... Sorry.
A pedophile.
One of those weirdos. But I'll talk to you... some other time. Sorry.
I'll talk to you anyway.
Like, you're the ones that were fucking just randomly calling numbers, and you got my phone, and then we did the phone call on the fucking air, and then I got the idea, like, maybe if people write in, we can call this 13-year-old girl once a week and have her answer advice questions. Kind of like our own Dina, to speak, but like 13. You don't go to your mom and be like, hey, mom, I'm going to answer advice questions for this 28-year-old guy. Me and my three friends just randomly called up, just trying different phone numbers. Like, is that cool with you and dad?
Yeah. Did you need to mention that?
I know you're only like 30, mom, and dad's like 33, but like, is that cool? Are we going to be okay with that?
Well, I'm glad I never did that.
Oh, hey, it's Mandy. Should we put her on air?
Do it.
Let's do that.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, you're on the Jam Hole. How are you?
I'm on what?
You're on the show. How's it going?
Great. That's fucking kick-ass.
Fucking A. Say hi to everybody.
Hello. Thank you to everyone.
This is Brittany's friend, man.
This is my best friend.
So what's going on?
So how do I get to where you're at?
Ooh. You had to call right in the middle of the show, huh?
Huh?
You had to...
Everybody get a pen.
Let me call...
Yeah. I'm just kidding.
let me call you back in a minute, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
You text her?
Okay. Sorry about that, guys. Very professional, right? Okay, so when we start doing this, do you just want to go call her and tell her how to get here?
I don't know how to get here.
Of course you don't, and that's all the better for me.
Can we just take a break?
Brayden, take it away.
Okay,
Brayden,
guys.
You can do it.
Sorry, guys. We got to take a break real quick. I apologize. We've never had to do this before, but then again, we've never had just some chick we randomly met on the show before. So
some chick.
we'll be right back. Okay, guys, and we're back. I am very fucking sorry about that. I had no fucking idea. Maybe this is why we don't pick up fucking strangers, even if they're kind of fucking cute girls or not. Because... nobody understands what the fuck we're doing. They're like, it's like, oh, they just do some stupid fucking show. Like, nobody takes this fucking seriously except for us. Like, what the fuck? Oh, I know you guys. Kitty, get the fuck off the shit. I will fuck your whole world up. I'm not even joking. Is this my joking face? No. This is my serious face. This is my joking face. This is my serious face. So... you know, like I said, we saw her, and I was, you know, Mandy was like, what are you guys doing? Like, oh, we're going to eat and do the show, and she showed a little interest, so I was like, shot in the fucking dark. She's kind of cute. Hey, why don't you come up and be on the fucking show or hang out and watch it as we do it? And she's like, yeah, totally cool. at no point in time was she like, oh, by the way, as soon as my friend gets off work, I need, like, the whole idea was we do the show, I have to take Brayden home, I take her back to her car at the gas station. Mm-hmm. At no point in time was she like, oh, by the way, when Mandy gets off work, she's just gonna take my car and come up here and get me right in the middle of this fucking show. But who cares? It's just some bullshit, stupid fucking internet thing. No one takes it seriously. Who gives a fuck? It's not like this is anything you guys fucking love or take seriously. You almost made fucking Brayden cry again. And I'm fucking pissed. Oh. This is why I can't find a fucking girlfriend, because all these stupid fucking women around here are either fucking just retarded as all fuck, like retarded, like how are you even still alive right now? I can't believe you haven't tried to eat your own fucking fist.
If some of them have tried.
If it wasn't fucking spent half your fist fucking life up in your fucking twat, maybe you could have fucking ate it. So anyway, we are going to do this little reenactment. I'm sorry, guys. I feel like such a fucking retard now. Like, oh, sorry, there's a knock on the door. I got to stop this fucking show. But it's cool. It's a good thing it's just an internet show and nothing we fucking take seriously. Yeah. You're trying my patience. So, did I mention? I'm totally sorry. I wasn't going to fucking mention it while she was here because I didn't know what was going to go on.
Uh-huh.
But I met this other girl today, mm-hmm. earlier. And, you know, the employee Christmas party is coming up.
For the water?
For the water store, right. So, one of the girls in the office is like, so, who's going to be your date? Who are you going to bring? Are you going to bring your ex? I was like, no, dude. I'm going to bring my ex and her two fucking kids. Hey, want to come to my employee Christmas party and have your two little fucking kids run around the fucking restaurant? Yeah, that sounds exactly like how I want to spend my fucking once-a-year employee Christmas party. Mm. No thanks. So, you know, the past few weeks, there's been this girl working at Sykes, and she's the new owner's niece, I think. And, you know, she's really pretty, like, really tall. Well, not, like, super tall, but to me, you know, 5'7" of this hulking beast you see before you that is me. But, like, she's pretty tall, really skinny, just beautiful fucking eyes, just fucking gorgeous. And I'm like, man, I should fucking ask her if she wants to, like, be my date to this fucking Christmas party. Like, how fucking cheesy is that yeah. fucking sound? Like, hey, yeah, you want to come to my Christmas party?
My employee Christmas party.
Yeah, so I fucking don't. So I get back in the truck, and I fucking leave, and I hit my first delivery, and I'm thinking about it, like, the whole time. Like, what's the worst that could have fucking happened, right? Risk management. Yeah. If I do this, what is the worst that will happen? She says no, mm-hmm. and I tell her to go fuck herself?
Yeah.
Problem, you know, whatever. All right,
that's worth it.
But what if she says yes? I have this totally hot, awesome date for the fucking Christmas party that might turn into something more. Who knows? I doubt it because of my luck and past history, but you never know, right? So I fucking turn around. I'm like halfway to Whitefish. And I fucking turn around and go all the way back to Sykes. Like, fucking, like, 8 miles. And that's not, you know, really far. But, you know, it's, like, all highway and shit. So I'm like, yeah, fuck it. So I go back in. And I'm like, that's going to look really stupid. I just come just in and back. Be like, hey, do you want to get with this? So I buy a fucking lighter. Because, you know, you always need a fucking lighter,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're going to need this eventually.
If I had a nickel every time I had to use matches, I'd have enough money to buy another lighter. But, so I fucking grab the lighter, and I'm just kind of looking at her, and just like, man, she is so fucking pretty. I'm like, hey, what are you doing Friday night? And she's like, nothing, why? I'm like, how would you like to come with me to this employee Christmas party? Like, everyone at work is bugging me, like, who are you gonna go with, your mom? I'm like, shut the fuck up and leave the funny to me. This is not your fucking job. Your job is to sit in this fucking office and gain weight and deal with customers. My job is to make fucking funny and deliver water and food on Saturdays. So shut the fuck up. So I tell her all this, and I'm trying to make it sound like I'm just asking her to do me a favor, right? Like, you know, I'm not trying to fuck you. I'm not trying to date you. I just need a plus one, basically, for this fucking party. And she's like, yeah, that sounds like fun. And I was like, yeah, I didn't think you'd want to. Well, what? Fucking needle scratch. Did you say yes? She's like, yeah. sounds like it'd be fun.
Yeah.
I'm like, huh.
Weren't expecting that.
What do you think's wrong with her? I'm just going to throw this out there.
Everything.
Real quick. What does she have?
So, I don't know.
What does she have that every fucking woman in this goddamn valley has?
Oh, kids.
Ah! Yeah. She has one kid, though. And the child's father happens to still be a part of them. Like, she's not with him. She's single. Right. I got that part out of the way. I'm like, so is your boyfriend going to be cool with this? Like, that type of thing. She's like, no, I'm single. I'm like, wow.
She says she's single.
You're really fucking pretty. And that, I find that hard to believe that you're single. And she's like, yeah, I'm dropping off my kid with her dad. So I was like, oh. That's cool, too. So you're not looking for someone to play dad, because she already has a dad.
Right.
They're just not together, which is totally fine. I am a-fucking okay with that shit. So I'm like, you know, I get her number. She's like, here's my number, just call me. And I'm like, well, here, this is my number. So when I call you, you'll know who the fuck it is. Mm. She's like, okay, cool. So I fucking start, you know, texting her just for the fuck of it, just kind of talking to her, getting to know her and shit. Like, if you want to get to know me, thejamhole.com, episodes fucking 10 through, what the fuck are we on now? 128, you know, I didn't tell her that. I didn't even mention the show or anything.
Yeah, that's a good call.
But I'm like, here's a shot in the dark. How about Tuesday we go out to eat, just like a practice, like to see if you even want to end up going with me to, you know, this whole, because I mean, if we go out beforehand and she's like totally a bitch, yeah. Or I'm like totally not what she's wanting to eat dinner with or whatever the fuck, even right. though it's free food, then we can save each other, you know, 2 or 3 hours of sitting with people she doesn't even fucking know, yeah. And then me just awkward, like,
that'd
oh,
be fun. That you would like.
Glad
that.
I came with a plus one.
Yeah, it would have been better to go by yourself.
This turned into a huge neg one, if you know what I mean. So I'm like, you know, I have Tuesdays and Thursdays that I don't have a show. And that's all I said about it. I wasn't like, you know, I do this fucking podcast yeah. and I'm probably going
to
talk shit about you and it's going
to
be great. And
you should listen
to like,
it.
Yeah, what are you doing Tuesday? Because I don't have the show. She's like, oh, well, that's when I'm dropping my kid off with her dad. I'm like, perfect. Do you want to go out to Anna's Grill? Because I still have a free dinner coming because I didn't use it when we all went with my grandparents and shit. Nice. Chris was like, do you want to waste your fucking discount or do you want to let grandma and grandpa pay for it? I'm like, dude, this is for you, man. I brought them here for you. You let grandma and grandpa pay for that shit. You save my discount for when I try to impress some beautiful young lass. So yeah. He's like, cool. So yeah, that's the plan, I guess. Tomorrow I'm, you know, supposed to call her when I get off work and we're going to go practice date or whatever the fuck you call it at Anna's Grill. So I'm talking to Chris and shit. I'm like, hey, when I'm going to come have dinner with this girl I met and I'm, you know, I think I might like her and I want to, you know, make a nice impression and shit. So just like pretend like I'm the fucking Don Daddy fucking Cillion, like I'm the fucking right. mob boss and shit. Complete respect, fucking everything. Oh, your booth, sir. Your usual seat, sir. Like that yeah. kind of shit. And he's like, I got you. All right, just play it up. Totally. So he's like, you know, just make sure I'll cover your food since you made my fucking menus and I'm going to make their fucking website for them and shit.
MDS says we expect regular updates on your Twitter during the day.
Oh, you fucking know that shit, boys. That's why you go to thejamhole.com/Twitter so you know what the fuck I'm doing. And also when these shows are, because we can't seem to keep a fucking schedule. Good thing we're not going to get canceled, huh?
Right.
So, yeah, that's what's going to happen. I didn't want to mention that while she was here, because I didn't
cool.
know, like, because maybe I would have been like, hey, do you want to go to this thing? And be yeah. like, hey, it's cool, my brother's going to go, or something like that.
I'm going to go.
But I don't know, like, I've been seeing her a lot, because she works there, and obviously I go there every morning and mm-hmm. shit. So, I don't know, I'm really awkward when it just comes to, like, walking up to a girl and being like, hey, I'm Matt, do you want to fuck? Or, right. like, this is what I have to offer.
Do you like it?
Do you like what you see? The LD. No, so, I don't know. And I figured when she said yes, like, there had to be something. And, mm-hmm. like, I can deal with one kid that has a dad. I can't deal with one kid that needs a dad or two kids plus, like anything above. So I don't know. Maybe it'll work out cool. Maybe it'll totally crash and burn and explode in my face.
Guess you won't know until tomorrow.
Yeah. So I definitely will keep you guys updated. MDS says, what's her name, Matt? Her name is actually Nicole. So I don't know. Are you going to do our star charts or something? Sir Brentley says, that's the point. Even the skating is tough. People don't understand how demanding this sport is for those girls. Oh, sorry. I totally just walked in some other random conversation in our chat room. I apologize for that. I guess I should stick to thejamhole.com/feedback.
26 says, you faggots should have been more assertive and ran the train on that bitch on camera.
Man, I was reaching for the fucking the chloroform and shit. But then her friend
too far away.
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't know. I
don't know
what to say.
I don't know.
We gave them jam hole t-shirts. I don't know if that fucking matters. Probably I figure we haven't really sold many. I might as well get them out there and get people seeing them and shit.
Hopefully
like,
they'll even wear them.
I'll eat the fucking $1,000 it costs to get that shit printed out.
Do you think they'll ever get worn?
Worn?
Yeah.
I don't know. They'll probably get turned into a puke rag because they seem like they do a little drinking and shit like that. Sir Brentley says, dude, you do not have to be sorry for ranting. You have a damn good reason to be pissed at that chick. She was disrespectful and rude. Fuck that noise. Holla at your boy, Sir Brentley. Fuck those bitches. And I guess, I don't know what I was expecting. I guess I was expecting her to stay for the show. We do what we do, and then I take Brayden home, I take her home, I had a lovely time, here's my number, or not, whatever the fuck. Not like, oh, can Mandy come over and hang out, and that was fine, like, alright, you can come and watch the show, you just gotta keep quiet and shit. Not like, oh, yeah, we're here, and then we're gonna leave in fucking 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like, cool, so you guys can just keep interrupting what the fuck we're doing, because this is not serious. This is what we do for fun, you know? I don't take this at all seriously. I usually spend at least $1,000 on shit that I don't take seriously. Like, at least.
At least.
I mean,
That's being modest.
I've spent over $100,000 plus on drug habit. I didn't take that shit seriously. What the fuck? Why change now? All right. Well, I am sorry that all of that happened, guys. And yes, if you do follow us on thejamhole.com/Twitter, that is my Twitter account and the Jamhole Twitter account. And then Brayden has his own Twitter account, which is what?
I don't even know what I set it to.
Cool.
There's a link to it on the website.
And what's the website?
Thejamhole.com.
Thank you. You're almost as bad as I am about telling people about this shit. Like, I we sit in my house and we talk and we record it and people listen sometimes. Oh, wow, that sounds so interesting. Can I just donate you money? Do you have a way to donate money? Like, oh, I don't know, maybe thejamhole.com/donate? And, like, if I donate you 18 or 20 bucks, do you have shirts? Like, I always get t-shirts printed out for shit that I totally don't take seriously.
Yeah.
I don't know if you notice.
And get stickers made.
Yeah.
And a big fucking banner.
Right, and big goddamn fucking banners. Yeah. Like, I got like 100 of these fucking things. Like, I change my fucking socks, dude.
Right.
Just different hobbies. I got one for the cat. When I first got the cat, I was like, yeah, dude, I'm gonna do this for a while. And then, you know, I just keep, there's like, whatever. Fuck bitches. All right. 26. Again, sent us in a reenactment. Oh, MDS says, your Twitter is Brayden with two N's. Why the fuck would you do that?
What?
Brayden-in?
Well, it's because the one N was taken.
You mean someone else has that stupid fucking name?
There's lots of people with that same name.
I like your name. It reminds me of Raiden from Mortal Kombat. Fucking... you know what I mean. Okay. I, of course, will be playing the part of, who was it?
The
53-year-old guy? Of course. I want you to spread them. And Brayden will be the 12-year-old girl. Which one is the fucking, oh, you're Suga Booga, right? And I'm Chanel F, Shine Elf MC 2005. You're a fucking faggot. Shine Elf M, what? Wow. I bet your car has a personal license plate that says Shine Elf MC 2005 douchebag.
I hope so.
All right. Where's my drink? Can you hand me my drink? Sorry.
So this is a pretty juicy reenactment. I'm just going to throw that out there now.
That's why I was taking a drink, man. I got to get sultry. And scene. Excuse me. You're not boring me. I'm just rubbing my cock, wishing it was you. No big deal.
Really? Why are you so nice to me?
Why do you sound like a 15-year-old boy? Can you please use a girl's voice? If I'm going to jerk off to this while we're doing it, you got to at least sound like a girl.
You're not. I don't want you to jerk off to this.
We have cameras now. Why'd we get cameras if not to jerk off to reenactments?
That's not why we got cameras.
It's exactly why we got
them. It's not at all. Don't even do that. Read your line. Are you having fun with that?
That's weird. I just saw part of my stuff.
Wow.
Sorry, guys. TheGemHole.com/live video. You might see me naked. You might see me molest.
That's really going to get people to come.
Don't interrupt me when I'm talking about molesting your sweet ass.
No. That's not going to happen. I'm sorry.
And hey, Brian King, don't be sad that we beat you to 100 episodes because you little douches can only do a show once a fucking week. Look, I've gone through like 20 fucking co-hosts and I'm still doing shit. It's called dedication. Do you have it? Sorry. It's a little personal vendetta between me and the BK, the British Knight, the Burger King, if you will, a.k.a. Brian King. Okay, you're not boring me. I'm just rubbing my cock, wishing it was you.
Really, why are you so nice? That's
I believe it's it goes...
Really, why are you nice?
Excuse me, I will show you how you should read this.
Okay.
Excuse me. Really? Why are you nice to me for? Like, do snooze? That's... Why are you nice to me for?
Nice.
Nice to me for.
Nice.
West Side. Okay. I just like you. You know.
I like you too, if I could probably ask you millions of question marks.
Questions? Are you a fucking retard?
I'm trying to read it literally.
You should have went home with the other two bitches, okay?
Really?
Three bitches, sorry.
I was reading it literally like you were with Snice.
Oh.
It's a question mark and an S.
I like how we gave Mandy and Brittany two shirts and now we're just talking all this fucking shit.
Yeah, that's
so
great.
Awesome. Sorry, okay.
Are we going to get anywhere?
We're
going to
get through this, I promise.
Okay.
I might need a hit of salvia or two. Oh, real quick. I don't know if you guys noticed it on the special. I keep rubbing my dick.
Yeah, stuff.
Sorry, I need a shower.
They can see that.
I was going to shower, but she's like, no, we need to hurry up so we can get back. Or I don't even know what she said. But by the way, when if you guys were watching the live video show of Sunday, you'll notice about halfway through, Kyle pulled out a little bottle of NyQuil. And I actually, you know, you guys were watching, you saw me take a fucking drink of it. What you may not know is that I took more than I probably should have. Like, I was just fucking around for camera's sake, like, tipped it up.
Yeah.
I ended up taking about half of it, and you guys might notice it, but towards the end of the show, I was so fucking dizzy, dude. I was dizzy, like, I kind of had a hard time driving them back home.
Really?
Yeah.
That
like,
must have been fun for you.
It was fantastic.
And it was all shitty outside.
Oh, God, nice and icy and shit.
Nice.
It was beautiful. Oh, real fucking quick. I'm sorry, that girl got me all flustered and shit. But, like, it was, like, negative 10 again today, and I'm out delivering water and shit. And if you guys follow me on thejamhole.com/Twitter, you will already know this. But for those of you that don't, and for those of you that may work in offices where it's nice and warm, and you maybe have delivery guys that are out in the cold all day like I am, you may think it's really fucking funny to be like, hey, cold enough out there for ya? I swear to fucking God, the next person that cracks a joke about how fucking cold it is, I'm gonna punch them in the fucking dick. And if it's a girl, fucking boob shot, fucking brr, 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 boom, out of the fucking park.
Should do that.
It was.
I hope that happens.
It was. No. It was worse than every office being like, "Hi, how are you? Good. How are you? Good. Good." I'm gonna turn that into a rap. Beatbox
you
for
should.
Me. Beatbox for me.
I can't beatbox.
Just fucking pretend.
I can't.
Go beat snare. Beat 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 snare. Beat snare.
Can we just get this over with?
Skirrit scratch. Beat snare. Beat 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 snare. Skirrit beat snare. Beat 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 scratch. Irrit beat snare.
How about we get
okay,
to some
sorry.
Of this?
But anyway, yeah, dude, all fucking day, people were like, oh, come on in. I'm like, how about shut the fuck up enough for you? Because I swear to God, between the fucking stickers and your stupid fucking snide-ass comments, and if I'm not your bro, I deliver your water.
Your
I'm basically, if you really want to get fucking literal, I'm kind of your slave that gets paid slave wages, okay? So I'm not your bro, I'm not your fucking dog, I'm not your fucking son, I'm not your cuz, I'm not even really your friend. I mean, a couple of you I am, you know who you are. But for the most part, I'm fucking none of the above. So just shut the fuck up, and don't make jokes about how fucking cold I am, because I froze my fucking balls off. You know what that's like? Do you know what it's like hopping out of the truck and hearing your balls literally clank together? And then walking softly because you're afraid that if they hit, they'll shatter. Do you know what the fuck that's like?
I know what that's like. I do.
Brr, nigger. It was cold as fuck. And quit making fucking jokes. It's not funny. Like I said before, you leave the jokes to us. Okay. I think I forgot to write that down, and that's why I forgot to mention it.
You look like you feel better now, though.
I feel like a fucking 100-pound... 2 5-gallon jugs of water have just been lifted from my fucking shoulders.
Nice.
Okay, guys. Sorry. Back to the reenactment. Where are we? Y'all can just fucking drink for that
just
shit.
Just take a few drinks.
Okay. I'll start it off. You think it is nuts to chat to you and rub my cock and make it squirt cum?
I don't know. You said it good, right?
Yeah. It is good. You know what else? It feels good, too. Wish you would tell me what your pussy feels like. I bet it feels good too, huh? Excuse my face.
You never said nothing about when, so
do it now, because I'm about to come. I'll come all over your face.
Just touch it.
Yeah, slip your finger in it
inside,
and tell me if it's wet. Oh. So wet. Yeah, just a little bit. Hey, I want you to wiggle it. Just a little bit. Scratch, wiggle it. Okay.
Okay, it's still kind of sore.
Oh, okay, you don't have to. Wish I could kiss it and make the pain go away with my pain pills, because I'm old and I have to take pain pills, because I got this old non-war wound. No big deal.
You don't want me to.
Oh, sorry, that was your...
Drink. I totally lost my spot now.
Not if it hurts.
Fuck, I can't find...
Not if it hurts.
Where does it... Okay.
Do you need to fucking... Hold on!
I found it!
Hold on!
I scrolled down.
Do you need to fucking control F?
No.
For
I found it, and now I looked away. I found it.
Okay.
Aw, see how sweet you are, smiley.
Dial system says, Nom would no big deal. What? I need to quit reading their conversations.
Yeah.
Okay, so what now?
I said, aw, see how sweet you are, smiley.
Mmm, I'm about to squirt my cum. Do you go, I'm about to squirt my cum.
No, that's not what you do.
Oh, I'm about to squirt it. Oh,
I'm sorry, I hope I don't make you mad.
Oh, here it comes. You couldn't make me mad, but seriously, here it comes. Here comes the cum train. Woo, woo!
Woo, woo!
Whistle go, woo, woo!
I hope not. I hope it don't hurt you.
No, no, it felt so good. Oh, yeah, I want you to fucking sweat them. Sorry. It felt good. Woo!
That's not what your line
it
is.
Felt good, and then you say, oh, ha, 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 good.
You totally skipped a part.
What?
You said, well, thanks wish it for was not your hand just, rubbing it.
Thanks for not just going with it. Thanks for pointing it out and having to halt
well,
the whole
I
show.
Well, I didn't know where you were because I was where I was supposed to be.
Brayden, I'm right here. Okay, I don't know where you were, but
I was in the right
every
spot.
Every step you take, every breath you
don't do it.
I'll be watching you. I'll be fucking watching you, and then yeah. I'll go. Here comes the cum.
So where are we starting at now?
I don't give a fuck. Doesn't even matter. It's not like you're going to keep your fucking spot.
You're the one that fucking ruined it that time.
I kept my spot. Don't cuss at me, ever.
I'll cuss That's at you serious. Whenever I want.
You cuss at me, I'll use your fucking balls as a punching bag.
I bet you
a
would.
A little miniature fucking ant punching bag.
Oh, yeah?
Because you have little balls. Yeah, you want to compare them right now?
Yeah,
you guys want to see us compare balls? I'll show you who's got big balls. I got to tuck each ball down in my fucking sock.
Oh, I bet.
That's weird.
That would actually not be a good thing.
Really? Yeah. That would hurt. Please.
Where do you... Okay.
Does it matter?
I don't know, but if I start, you need to... Just start.
Here it comes. Mm.
I hope not. I hope it don't hurt you.
Mm. Wish it was your hand rubbing it and not my mom's. What?
Did it hurt your mom's hand?
No. It felt good.
That's good and gross.
Maybe you can watch me come on cam sometime. Would you like that? Would you fucking like to watch me come all over my cam? Because I would like that.
I know you want me to.
Oh, fuck yeah. I think it would be cool, K-E-W-L, for you to see.
Oh, it's good too, huh?
Yeah, it's good too. Have you seen a cock squirt come? Hey. Ever dance with the devil by the pale moonlight? Come on!
I don't know if he did, it might have. I don't, what you call it.
Oh, I don't know, though. Oh.
I don't know,
Drink?
Though. Sorry.
Maybe you could watch me and rub your pussy. Get this. At the same time.
You want me to do that?
Oh! Yes! Yo, can't have a baby that way, know what I mean? Holla.
What you mean?
My cock won't be in you when it comes. And seen.
That was off. Whoa.
And my lighter. All right, you pack up the salvia bong. Who's ready for some motherfucking confessions? Who's ready?
I'm ready.
I'm motherfucking ready.
No, I'm just, I think maybe
I
we should
really
do twice
wish
as many.
This
Seriously.
Would stay... In one fucking spot. Okay. Sorry. Very professional, right? What'd you say? Should we just do confessions for the rest of the fucking show?
That would make my night.
All right. Well, how about
Chris,
you...
Chris says, Matt, you're scaring me.
What? Oh, fucking spread them. Fucking spread them. Chris also says, yes, Matt, I deliver in this too, so shut up, asshole. Yeah, well, your fucking dad owns the business, so how about you shut up, asshole? I'm just kidding. I fucking love you guys. All right, well, confessions, a little something we do. Basically, the idea is when people are on the internet behind a keyboard, they are fucking assholes. They'll say whatever the fuck. Give them a place to anonymously confess their deepest, darkest secrets, and what you have is this. And I read. Will you just. There. Fucking stay. I got pretty fucked up last night at my homeboy's crib. Yo, I was just straight cold chilling it one time for your motherfucking minds. Just kicking back in my homie's crib. We was on cribs. And then fucking X to the Z came through and was like, what up, dog? Whose crib is this? Yo, I'm gonna make rap albums, nigga. Ooh. We drank and we smoked pot. It was all pretty great until his mom made us all go home. Oh, shit. So, yo, I got fucked up last night at my homeboy's crib. Well, actually, truth be told, it was my homeboy's mom's crib. But that's besides the point. You know, it was all cool. And then his mom made us go home. And that part really sucked. Have you ever been just cold chilling it one time at your homeboy's mom's crib?
No.
With your little baby brother? With your little baby brother's crib, just fucking chilling.
Just chilling.
Just sipping 40s out the fucking baby bottle and shit, looking like you're sucking on some titties and shit. That's how we do.
I've been there.
Can I see the levels real quick? Just want to make sure I'm not being too loud.
Oh, you're too loud.
Am I? Oh, no, that's fine. I'm fucking perfect, because you know what? All I know is perfect.
I beg to differ.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Beg all you want, bitch. You should be used to it by now.
Oh, yeah.
Boom! You can't touch me.
How does that make sense, though?
A battle of wits, I would crush you. I'm crushing your head.
That's not even yours.
Kid, that was Kids in the Hall joke. I know. Well.
Nice joke, thief.
His mom came in, made us all go home, and that part really sucked. But I was feeling so great, I didn't give a fuck anyways. Well, so no, I'm saying, we bounced, and later I had to piss so fucking bad. So, check it, we were in this alley, right, getting my friend's truck and shit, and she was sober. So she was watching over me, but I took, like, no joke, a 7-minute piss. No joke.
Wow.
She timed me.
7 minutes?
7 minutes.
That's a long piss.
No joke. I took a piss for 7 fucking minutes. Do you have a bladder the size of a fucking blue whale, you fucking retard?
That is ridiculous.
And I don't mean a blue whale's bladder. I mean the blue fucking whale.
Right.
7 minutes? Don't exaggerate your point just to be funny, you fucking faggot.
Maybe he was tripping on mushrooms and it felt like a really long time.
Yeah, my homeboy's mom's crib. Yeah. Why do you talk like you're a fucking G chilling at your homeboy's mom's cribs? Word. So I took like a 7-minute piss, and then when I woke up this morning, I found that I pied on myself.
He what?
I pied on myself.
Excuse me?
Have you ever pied on yourself? Like a lemon meringue or a chocolate cream?
I have not.
I pied on myself once.
What is he trying to say?
Peed?
Maybe.
Perhaps? He spelled it pied, so I don't know.
Wow. How do you spell that wrong?
I pie R squared myself
shit.
Once. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I found the fucking diameter of the fucking circle, and then I divided by the circumference of fucking pie again. Because I'm just the pie man. I'm the pie master. I get down like that. Lol, that's the first time that's ever happened. I'm calling bullshit on that. It was only a little bit, though, and I'm on my period, too. This was a chick?
Wow.
Do chicks hang out at their homeboy's mom's crib?
Ghetto girls do.
No shit. You are headed for a one-way ticket to getting knocked upsville. Population, you and probably 5 fucking kids. Ugh, the youth today fucking makes me cry. Like, if I sit and just focus long enough on the youth of today, mm-hmm. I will just break out in tears. Do you guys want to see me do it right now?
No, that's all right.
No? Okay.
No, go for it.
Today,
go for it.
My boss gave me so much admin at work that I went to the toilet just before home time, and I took a shit, purposely.
Wait, hold on.
Please?
26 says, I pissed on myself in the shower once, and it was mad lame and not erotic at all.
Really? Yeah, I told you, man, if you guys are bored with your sex life, or maybe you're just wanting to explore new ventures, you can either go to thejamhole.com/support and buy a dildo through us from adamandeve.com, or you can just pee on yourself in the bathtub while you're taking a shower and see if that makes your dick a little excited, so to speak. I sure did.
Yeah. Oh, and yeah. I bet you got excited.
So I took a shit purposely missing the toilet bowl and leaving a little present right on the toilet
seat.
That's
so shitty.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
I didn't even think that was ding-worthy myself. That was such a bad pun.
You weren't the one to have to clean it up. So, my boss is the only one coming in on the weekend, and I'm off Monday and Tuesday. ... Lovely. Someone's not going to have a job on Wednesday when they get back to work, and their boss had to clean up their shit. Especially if it's a chick. Do you think it's a chick?
Yes.
Oh, man. Could you imagine just, like, some hot fucking fine, body just tight, just fucking boom, popping and shit. Just squatting over the toilet purposefully. Just,
that word, I just can't imagine
dropping
that.
Dropping Bristol number fucking four just yeah. all over the fucking thing. Oh, come on,
that's
man.
That's awful.
That is awful.
I got an image of that in my head and I didn't like it.
Yeah? I don't know. Kind of made my dick go whoop.
I bet.
It went whoop. There it is. I have the most perfect boyfriend back home.
But
he's so far, and I flirt slash talk
slash cheat
joke slash fuck with this new guy, and we have so much in common. My hands are cramping up. Did you see that? It's from lifting water jugs and shit. Towards the end of the day, I'll notice as I take them out of the truck, like, it's really bad, though, today. I don't know. I'm getting old and dying.
Well, getting cramps is a sign of dehydration, too.
Or I'm on my Mincy.
Yeah, that also.
Oh, wait, not those cramps. Oh, God. So, he's so far, and I flirt, talk, joke with this new guy. We have so much in common. Just as much, if not more, as I had with my boyfriend when we first met. I don't know, it's difficult. I think I just want to like this new guy because he wouldn't be able to reject me because he can't have me. That's sort of sick. What is wrong with me?
Everything.
You always want what you can't have.
Yeah,
it's never enough, like Sweatshop said, man. More. It's never enough.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Like, what
especially are you, with women.
What are you doing? Like, where's all that? Where's it going to go? How is that really going to end up? You have the most perfect, like, Jesus titty fucking Christ himself, minus the crucifixion and probably sans crown of thorns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Jesus chilling back in the day of Galilee, not like Jesus getting his ass whipped to shit in that Mel
right.
Gibson movie.
Yeah, not that
like
part.
Like Cole just kicking it at his crib, Jesus.
Right.
JC.
Just being straight
I like to call
G.
Him. Jesus. Like, perfect. Back home. But there's this new guy that's like right here,
but
right
he's
now.
A douche.
But he's a fucking douche.
But
we have so much in common.
And like being a douche.
And I'm a douche because I'm going to totally cheat on my perfect Jesus boyfriend back home for something now. Fucking women. See? That's the kind of shit. And you wonder, hey, Matt, why do people end up beating the shit out of their wives? Or, hey, Matt, why do people go all fucking murder, suicide, fucking triple homicide, killing kids and the fucking wife? I don't fucking know. Maybe because this kind of shit happens, or that kind of shit that you guys fucking had to sit through happens. I don't fucking know.
That might have a little bit to do with it.
A little?
Just tiny bit.
Just,
yeah.
That's French
or
for
all of it.
So small.
So small.
I think I'm going to end up sleeping with my best friend next year when she comes to my uni. Unicorn? Or uniporn? Unicycle? Unisex?
Comes to my uni?
Universal Studios? Hollywood?
University?
Probably. I told a girl on the internet that I would fantasize about her while I'm with my girlfriend, and she loved the idea. No! You told some bitch that's probably a dude, but no, we'll say she's a chick for argument's sake, on the internet that while you fuck your real girlfriend in real life, mm-hmm. you were going to be thinking about her, thus giving her the attention she craves because she's a fucking attention whore because she's female and she can't help it? No! The fuck out of here. She loved that idea? No. I find that very hard to believe. We do all kinds of things with our partners and tell each other about it. It's so fucking hot. That is so fucking hot. Like, fucking my ugly, disgusting, fat fucking girlfriend while I'm thinking about this totally fucking hot chick that's probably a dude. Mm-hmm. That is so fucking hot, dude.
I guess
have you
so.
Ever done that?
No, I haven't.
Because it is, you're missing out.
Is it hot?
Oh, it's burning.
Is it fucking hot?
It's like fucking syphilis hot, son.
Ooh.
Yeah, you know
hot.
What I mean.
I know
huh?
what you mean.
Hey, holla, son. Holla in the chat if you have syphilis. I'm totally just kidding. Hope you don't hear that, girl.
I hope you do.
Yeah. The truth is, you had broken up with her for over a year before I started going out with her. You got all fucking pissed off and never spoke to me or her again. Hey, I got a little saying. It goes, bros before hoes, you fucking faggot.
When does that ever happen, though?
Fucking rarely.
Never.
Never. It's because hoes have this thing called a vagina.
If your bro had a vagina, you'd be all over
but
that.
But I have this thing called a fleshlight, which is a vagina that doesn't talk. And you can put it in the dishwasher.
Or on your penis.
Or you can fuck it. Yes. At thejamhole.com/support. Fuck what I'm fucking, because it's fucking on and fucking banging. Oh, and, nah, never mind. I wish I could tell you that dating her was the worst 2 years of my life. She cost me money and sanity.
Don't
and
they
now,
always?
I'll tell you what, nowadays I am running low on both. Sanity? Pff, more like insanity.
Mm.
Money? Pff, if I had a fucking nickel, I'd have 5 cents. Because I'm a broke-ass
I'd
nubber.
Buy some ramen.
I know, right? Because I'm poor. Yeah. I can't even afford to eat pussy, and pussy's free, man. These bitches just be throwing the shit at me. Fuck.
That's why you got syphilis.
Right. I didn't say the pussy was clean. I just said it was getting thrown at me. Yeah. It was getting thrown at me because the owner was like, man, fuck this shit. This hurts. This shit burns,
this pussy's gone bad.
You take that shit. I fucked a girl I didn't like because I wanted to loose my... What? Loose my
Excuse
virginity.
Me? Loose.
It's too tight. I need to actually...
I need to loosen it
I need to make my virginity loose.
Yeah.
So I fucked a girl I didn't like. And
to
she
loosen up my virginity.
Right. She fucking fisted that right. shit out. She went like... Shh, fucking... Shh, fucking... Shh.
Exactly.
Ow! Ow!
That's
fucking
crazy.
Leg was cramping up and shit, nice. Man. I'm fucking dying, I think.
Really?
I think.
You gonna be alright?
See, that's what happens when I'm not on the sauce, man. I start feeling sauce. All this weird pain yeah. that, like, was probably there the whole time, but...
It's new to you.
Nah, I'm fine. I'm
You're
a
like,
huge...
cramps? I've never gotten cramps in the past 10
I
years.
I know, like, ever. I've never felt pain. I even fucking cut myself just to try, and I can't. So, my virginity is so fucking loose right now. It's like a loosey-goosey caboosey, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
I've been caught looking at porn by my blank on many occasions.
Parents?
Yes! High five, bro. Bro me. Bro me. Holla. Holla at you, bro.
Whoa.
That was good.
That was easy.
You don't even have this open on your computer.
I don't.
You're
I'm
just,
not
just, like,
looking.
Checking me out and my cramps. I have been caught looking at porn by my parents on many occasions. You might say, well, hey, that happens once to all of us. Nay.
That happens to me on many occasions.
Many occasions. Honestly, on a day-to-day basis,
or
I get
at least
caught.
Weekly.
Like, every morning, my mom comes in to wake me up for school, and I'm, like, fucking going to town, and I'm like, oh! Damn it, Mom.
You pick the best times to walk in.
I know. You think this has been going on for the past 3 years of my fucking life. You yeah. would know that, hey, I like to rub one or two out before school.
Don't just walk in.
I know. And then you interrupt me and I got to start all over and right. it's a whole fucking to-do. And I just, I'm tired.
I'm tired, okay? too.
A man can only take so much. And I'm tired, Braden. I'm so tired.
Dick's pretty tired, too,
My
I bet.
Dick is fucking elderly, son.
You get, like, almost there, and then your
geriatric.
Mom
walks in. Geriatric. That's what that was the word I was looking for. My dick is geriatric, son. That would have been better.
That would have been.
I blame myself for my grandma having a stroke after I... hey, I blame myself for my grandma having a stroke, huh? oh, comedy. After telling her bad news on the phone, like, hey, Grandma, yes, I'm gay. Fucking dead. You killed your grandmother.
You killed Grandma. Why would you kill Grandma?
With your gayness.
Gayness is kill more people
it's
than marijuana.
It's heinous because you take it in the anus, and now your grandma had a stroke.
From your gayness.
That's famous. Wow. I'm a poet and I don't even know it. Next one here. I blank in my cousin's mouth.
Came.
No.
No. Spit.
Negative.
Really?
Ghost Rider. What other bodily fluid could you put in your cousin's
Wait,
mouth?
Say it again.
I blank in my cousin's mouth.
Peed?
Yes, absolutely.
I should have got that the first time.
In my cousin's mouth. Was your cousin awake? Sorry.
Is that all it says?
It yeah. I peed in my cousin's mouth.
Wow.
Cousin, C-O-U-S-I-N apostrophe S. Like, it is my cousin's
right,
mouth.
Like right, like family cousin.
Right, okay.
Second cousin, because that's okay. Right?
Have you ever peed in anybody's mouth?
No, I haven't.
I'm just going to widen this out. It, like, we'll narrow it in from there. Nobody's?
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
Isn't that
not a single? Is that weird that I have?
I was just gonna ask you.
I didn't know if that was unusual.
Is that weird that I have?
Yeah,
peed in my own mouth. Is that weird?
It's a little weird.
Totally kidding.
No, you're
Maybe.
Not.
I'm excited for the human-to-human transmission of avian flu. It could wipe out a third of the human population. That makes two of us. You in on that?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Spread that shit the fuck on, birds. Hey, Do you know that bird is actually...
the word? Have you heard?
I love that. Oh, I'm excited for human-to-human transmission. Like, is it just bird-to-human? Because people have caught the bird flu, right? Is avian flu, that's the avian bird flu, right? Am I being an ignorant fuck? Do you know anything about it?
I don't
okay.
at all.
This site has gone down the fucking pan. You've made a shitload of money from the book, so now you don't even need to fucking give a fuck about moderating comments made by the very people who made you rich in the first place. Cunts. Did this guy make an anonymous confession book?
I need
that book.
Yeah.
If you guys get me one fucking present for Christmas, between all fucking thousand of our fucking listeners, I give a fuck. I want this book. Grouphug.us is the site. Now you know, if you didn't already. Find me this book, The Jam Hole, P.O. Box 3652, Kalispell, Montana 59903. Holla back, Lord.
Holla.
Holla, I want that book. Site has gone to shit ever since you made all your fucking money from this book. Now you don't even give a fuck. You don't care about us, the fucked up people with awful shitty lives that fucking help contribute to making you money. You know, where's our money?
Yeah, where's our internet money?
Where's our internet? My life sucks and I confess all the shitty parts of it on this fucking site and then you put them in a book and made yourself money.
How about some of that money?
I feel bad that like we use this site for a good fucking 3/4 of our show.
Yeah, this is a big part of us now.
You're pretty when I'm drunk. You're pretty when I'm drunk and I'm pretty fucking drunk. Regrets, I've had a few. First and foremost, I'd like to mention you.
Is that from something?
Bloodhound Gang.
Oh.
'Cause you're pretty when I'm drunk. And he's like, I don't know how he does it, but yeah. You're pretty when I'm drunk and I'm pretty fucking drunk. It's a great song. I self-harm sometimes.
You cut yourself?
Sometimes.
I cut myself sometimes.
Hey, sometimes.
Hey.
I know I'm too thin, but I think maybe I'm anorexic because I look at myself and see someone fat. No.
Is that because you're fat?
No, it's because I'm anorexic.
Oh.
I think maybe I'm anorexic because I look at myself
and I think
and
I'm fat.
I see a big fat fuck.
It's like, actually, you weigh 90 pounds.
Actually,
you're
5 foot.
10.
I did that the other day on my new laptop here. It's got this crazy funhouse mirror webcam setting.
So you got to see yourself fat?
All like fucking, oh, I'm so hungry. Like I looked like what that voice sounds like. It was so amazing. I wish I could fucking do it real quick. I'd do the show in my
just like, kaboom. That, like a fat guy.
Hello and welcome to the Fat Fuck Show.
I'm a fat fuck.
Oh, 26 found that group hug book online for free.
The PDF?
Yeah.
Oh, you're amazing, 26. I fucking love you, man. I fucking love your face. So, I self-harm sometimes. I know I'm too thin. Like, I am so thin, I turn sideways, and it's like, where'd he go?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fell through the crack.
He's too thin. I can't see him. I have the perfect supportive boyfriend, and I love him.
But,
I'm more in love with my closest, much older, plus more experienced guy friend, who I know I will never tell. I think maybe I need therapy because I feel kind of fucked up.
You are kind of fucked up.
Well, that's good because I feel kind of fucked up.
Well,
honestly,
you're feeling what you should feel.
Truth be told, I feel really fucked up.
Yeah?
Like,
you
if,
might be really
if fucked up.
Up
was a headache that Excedrin was going to cure, mm-hmm. I'm fucked up this big.
Wow.
You remember those commercials?
Yes.
Thank you. I spend too long listening to other people's problems when I really need to share my own. I need to get it. Sometimes, but so many people hate me, I don't know who to share with, even though I have some really bad problems. For instance, ask me what kind of bad problems I could possibly have.
What could you possibly have?
My dad's cancer.
Really?
Boom. What do you fucking say to that? Hey.
I can't say a thing.
Buck up. Your life ain't all bad. Hey. Dad's cancer. Boom. Mm-hmm. Boom, son. Suck it.
Can't get any worse than that, can it?
Actually, it probably can, and it probably will.
And you also got AIDS with your cancer.
Can I get a side order of fucking herpes?
A tumor for dessert.
It's not a tumor. I almost didn't get it. I love this woman with all of my heart.
But
I'm afraid to tell her.
Of course you are.
Don't be a puss. Just tell her, hey, risk management. What's the worst that could happen?
She's going to say no.
I love you. She's going to be like, but we just met yesterday. Fucking boom!
If that's all it took for you to blow your brains out, you should probably just do that.
Fuck, if I would have known that would have happened, I would have done that like a week ago.
Yeah.
I was addicted to smoking cigarettes for a week at the age of blank.
11.
7.
Oh, wow.
7-11.
Nice.
Yes, pound that shit. When I was 5, I used to stick my blank in a bottle of oil.
Penis.
Boom, pound it. You are on a fire. NBA Jam, 3 baskets in a row.
That.
He's on fire. Remember that shit?
Basketball's on fire.
Putting in the fucking cheat codes and just mobbing shit with unlimited turbo.
Wow.
Oh, man, that brings back.
I forgot that game existed until just now.
That's what I like to call the good old days. Mm. Remember when we were wondering what exactly back in the day was?
Yeah.
Back in the day was when NBA Jam was the place to be at the arcade. Four players just fucking mashing buttons like there's no tomorrow.
There's a fucking crowd and shit.
Oh, man, that makes my dick get hard. You gotta fuck it like you mean it. Fuck it like you want it when your dick get hard. I threw my cat from the second story window to see if it would land on its feet. Feet? Did I say feek?
You said feek.
Sorry, I have fecal matter on the mind. And broke its leg. I wanted to see if it broke its... What?
Excuse me?
I threw my cat from the second story window to see if it would land on its feet, comma, and broke its leg.
Really?
Two stories up. How tall is that? Like 100 feet?
I don't know how many feet a story is. I just don't know how many feet a story is.
How many feet are a story? I guess it depends. Is it a long story or a bedtime story? Come on!
But really,
who saw that coming? You're like, there's no possible way he can make that a joke. Showed y'all.
20 feet.
20 feet? So two stories, 40 feet?
Or is two stories... I think two stories is 20
feet. Well, here, let's test this. We're one story up. Come here, kitty. She's like, fuck you. She's cold chilling on the couch. We need another camera for the cat. Just to, like, have the cat on. Maybe a little microphone.
When she's up there, you can see her.
Yeah, totally. Last one here. We've only been going out for a few days and it already feels the magic that was there is gone.
Mm.
What? I thought this was going to be a happy one. We've only been going out for a few days and it already feels the magic that was there is gone. What the hell? ...
It's gone.
What the fuck, man? Where'd the magic go?
It's just gone.
We were playing Harry Potter 1 minute. Next minute, I fucking hate this bitch.
I think maybe you're out of mana.
Is that it?
That's what it is.
I just need to fucking get some more MP.
Yeah.
I think it's because I'm playing games too much when we talk, and I get distracted really easy. Mm. But so do you. Mm. Huh?
Yeah.
Two-sided? Yeah. Huh? Two sides to every story?
Right.
The coin has heads as well as tails.
Two sides of the story.
That's what I like to call two sides to the story. I think it's because I'm playing games too much and we talk and I get distracted easily. But so do you. And sometimes I don't respond to you right away. Like text message?
Maybe.
Like, hello,
or
where
like
are you?
Person standing behind you, hey. Hey.
Hey. And then he hits reply. Who is this? Send.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he didn't. Oh, no, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Kick it again. Or I don't call you by your pet name I gave you. I'm sorry, love. I'll make it better. I love you so much.
Why would you want to give someone a pet name?
Because they're your pet. Like my precious.
Some people get cats, some people get girlfriends.
I have a really bad problem with this. I fucking hate it when I'm in public, or even if this happens to me in my own relationship, mm-hmm. when people are like, hey honey, or hey love, or hey baby, or it's like I have a fucking name and it's not honey or baby or snookums or muffin butt, or I've been called that once.
Really?
Yeah, muffin ass.
Who
that's what it was.
That?
I'm not even gonna fucking
come on.
No,
come on.
Buy t-shirts and I'll tell you. That goes for you too, prick.
I'm still mad
at you. I almost fucking, you know how pissed I was earlier? I almost texted you back, just don't even fucking bother the show tonight. I'll do it myself. I was so fucking pissed.
Why would you be that pissed?
Because, dude, Alana Hot Butt loaned me that $100 and you're like, yeah, I'll totally cover it on Monday when I get paid. And I was like planning on that. And then I'm like, hey, I need to get her that fucking $100 for this other fucking camera. And what did you say?
I didn't have enough money.
I don't have it. You work all these fucking hours away, wasting time away from the fucking show.
Not even all that.
Losing your podcrafting capabilities.
I work like two or three hours a night.
You used to be a +8 podcrafter with special enchanted capabilities. You know what you are now?
What?
You're a fucking noob.
Well, I just quit my job then.
Yeah?
Just do this. Yeah.
You might as fucking well. You ain't made any fucking money.
I still need to make some money.
What are you making? How much did you make this pay period that you've done the show twice?
160.
160?
Mm-hmm.
So are you lying to me?
No.
What'd you tell me?
I haven't got all of it yet. $100 that goes to my cell phone.
He pays you in payments?
Well, he just didn't have enough this last time.
Oh.
He's going to pay me the rest on Tuesday.
Of course. So fuck me. Not only do I have to deal with finding fucking retards to do this goddamn show with me every other fucking day. Whatever. Get bent. Jamal.com/donate. If you guys would care to contribute to this piece of fuck that we do. So pet names, like I fucking hate that. It gets to the point where, you know, when people like they get into a relationship and, you know, it works out and a couple months go by and you're like, you know what, I love you. Mm-hmm. And the girl's like, yeah, I was feeling that too. I love you. I fucking love you.
I love
too.
You back.
Hey, I love you, man.
I love you.
I fucking, this bromance we have going on, I fucking love you.
I love you too. I wish I could just get on the roof and scream it.
Shout it from the rooftops, baby. Shout it from the mountaintops. I love you. I fucking love you, bro.
Brosif.
Brosif.
Brohound.
Brosis. Brosis built the arc. I was going to say bark, but that didn't make sense. And that was Broa, actually.
Yeah, Broa.
Brosis got...
walked the desert and parted
Brosis
the sea.
Parted the Red Sea and took his bruise across. fucking cramp.
Damn, dude.
All right,
you
so...
need more rock star.
I hate when it gets to the point, though, that it's like... you're not saying it with the meaning it had. You're saying it out of habit.
Out of program, basically.
Right. So then it gets to a point where you realize that, and you're like, I don't want to... it lost its meaning. I want to say it when I really mean it.
Yeah.
And then, like, one day goes by, and you totally don't say it, and all of a sudden, like, she flips fucking shit. You don't love me anymore. You don't love me. It's like, no. If you say that shit all the time, it fucking loses meaning. It's like saying... shit over 200 times.
Right. Or say, I'm sorry after every single thing.
Right, right. And then
I'm sorry.
And then the shit demon comes up and lays waste to all you wicked Jews. Like, it's the same thing everywhere I go in public, in stores, all I hear is, honey, love, like, all these
dear
stupid names, and they're all the same ones, and it's all the same people in all the same misery. Like, they all share in one great big ball of interconnected misery. And I look at it, and I long for that.
You want to be miserable like that?
I need to be part of the pack. Fucking cramps. I need to be miserable with you guys. I need to be connected in that circle of hatred and loathing.
Why would you want to be a part of that?
Because
why?
I don't know.
That's just what you're supposed to do.
Because that's how fucked up I am. That's what society was like. You need to be miserable with everybody else. What? How
and
well?
And you're just going to follow the crowd.
I have to. I can't. I try to fight it.
You try and just be.
I tried to go asexual.
Mm-hmm.
And then I the fucking Christmas party. Like, I can't split myself in half and be my own fucking date. You can't hold hands like that. There has to be another person there. I could be gay, but I just can't kiss a dude. It's gross. I can't bump uglies with penis on penis love. That's not love.
That isn't.
That's not even a bromance at that point.
No, that's just past bromance.
That's just fucking gay sex.
Yeah.
And I'm not down for the cramp.
Bromance is alright. Gay sex, no.
Oh, by the way, 128 episodes later, still ain't heard from Johnny Richter, Cottonmouth Kings.
Mm.
Out smoking the fucking planet. I challenge you to that crown.
A long fucking time
ago. I challenged him in like episode 8 or 9, I think. I called him out because he's like, I fucking outsmoke anybody. Just fucking bring it. Name the time and place and fucking bring it and I'll outsmoke you. It's like, son, you don't even know what I'm capable of. I will destroy you. I will turn that corn and shit. But yeah, if anyone knows Johnny Richter, you tell him I'm coming for that crown.
Hey, I think someone in the chat knows him.
Yeah?
Probably has his number. He'll call him up for it.
Hey, hook that shit up, alright? Alright, so, we're at an hour and 20. Do you guys want to just do a whole show of confessions, or should we do some news now? It's totally up to you. I'm going to take a sec, hit the salvia bong, I'll edit this out of the actual show. But you guys decide. Go to thegemmel.com/feedback. That way we can tally up the votes.
I'm all for more confessions.
Sir Bentley says, wanting to be with someone, it's part of being human. Everyone has a desire to be with someone else. It's an evolutionary trait that ensures we will pass on our species. Sorry, I gotta scroll. The only people who have no desire to be with others are generally people who have been greatly hurt in their lives. I hear you, man. Greatly fucking hurt. Chris says, news? Me and you against the world, Brosefina. Nice, 26. Chris says she gave it up. Chris says 20 feet. Chris says, Jesus, Chris.
Chris, come on.
Chris says, me too. Okay, so thegemmel.com/feedback. Sir Bentley says, confessions. Exclamation point.
Confessions.
Or news. I don't care. It's the dealer's choice. All right, you know what? There's not the news story. We have some, but
the
they're
confessions
not,
are better.
They're not that great, and we didn't do confessions on the special Sunday show. Granted, it was a special Sunday show,
right. But
let's just do a whole show. We'll go, you know, a little over an hour and a half. We'll do, let's say, one more page, like one more full page of confessions.
Okay.
If there's any raging clues,
I don't think there is.
TheJamel.com/forums if you'd care to find some clues. If not, we could give it a break for a few episodes.
26 said his site was down, like our group hug.
Well, go to steakandcheese.com. That's another site that has that kind of shit. But I'm almost, honestly, it's really fun, but I'm almost kind of burned out on doing clues. What do you think?
Maybe we should do it once.
You haven't been doing it very often.
Right, but maybe like, just do it once a week.
I don't know. It's getting monotonous, kind of. It seems like it's always like the same kind of stuff. Like, it was fun at first, but I don't know. I'm kind of over
it. It's all the same, but different.
All right, well, everyone's kind of saying it's the dealer's choice, so we're going to do that. We're going to take a little break for a sec here. I'm going to rip up some salvia. I kind of want to go get a couple puffs off a cigarette, and then we'll do another page of confessions, and then maybe we'll do two pages. Who knows? Be right back. Okay, so, sorry about that. You actual not live listeners won't even know what happened, except for just now when I mention it. You live listeners, we took a little break. Back, we're going to do a page of confessions, and then we're going to call it a night. Page 2.
Loading. Please wait.
Waiting for it to load here. There we go.
Wait, there's more to this story.
Please.
So, everyone in the chat heard it, but we were taking a break, so.
Oh, please, indulge me.
So, it starts, upon coming back from, this is from Adam17.
Okay.
Upon coming back from Mardi Gras, my girlfriend left in my car a penis necklace, which one day her son found while I was driving him to McDonald's on our own.
You and your girlfriend's son rolling to Mickey D's, probably breakfast time, doing that part in Big Daddy, right? Reenacting.
Yeah.
We're going to McDonald's. You're going to laugh at the bum. We're going to get breakfast. They're going to say we stopped serving breakfast. I'm going to freak out and do the only character I have because my name's Adam Sandler.
Right.
On the way there, the little kid finds a dick.
Well, there's more to the story.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was it.
No. I totally lost my spot. He showed it to me and wondered what it was because he was only 3.5 years old.
Hey,
I didn't know what to say, so I said it was a whistle. To my amaze, he started blowing on it and quickly gave it back and said the whistle was broken.
Oh.
I couldn't stop laughing. Such innocence.
You tell a 3.5-year-old, this is a whistle. I have no idea. My dick doesn't look like that. I don't even know what a dick is. I know my pee-pee thing doesn't look like that.
Right.
Dad says it's a whistle, which kind of gives new meaning to the phrase, wet my whistle, if you will. I know you will later.
Negative.
That's weird. Especially, like, if I was that boyfriend when we got back, I would have gave it to the kid and be like, show mommy your new whistle. And the kid walks in, like, just, you know, dude.
Exactly.
Did you imagine? Oh, man.
That'd be great.
I'll be like, and I'll talk to you later, whore. All right. Was that it?
Yes.
Okay. Page 2. Confessions. My blank is 7 inches, according to various different rulers and measuring devices.
Dick?
But it... Oh, absolutely. But it feels smaller than that. When it's in my asshole... Or, I mean, my boyfriend's asshole. Sorry. It feels much smaller than that. I don't know. Perhaps my boyfriend has a very large asshole. I don't know. But I've measured it. And my dick, 7 inches. Booyah. Booyah. We've only been going out for a few days, and it already... What? Didn't we read that one already? Sorry. I'm confused. We read that one already.
Huh. Was it posted twice?
Probably. People, like, have no patience, and they just keep clicking the submit button. Like,
so it's posted
Why did you charge my credit card 20 fucking times? I don't know, because you're a fucking retard, and you don't know how the internet works, so you just kept fucking hitting the button, and I'm a fucking idiot. I'm smart, pretty, and am going somewhere in life. Really?
No.
I beg to differ. We're all going somewhere in life.
But
I mean,
nowhere good, really.
Are you going to Shitsville or are you going to Party Town?
Are you going to hell?
Or hell. I've met this guy and I'm totally infatuated with him. It might even be love. May I be so bold as to say. I'd do nearly anything for him, even anal, but relationships always get physical. I don't have a problem with that. It's just, see, back in the day, I was raped by my dad, and ever since then, I'm, like, really afraid of a penis.
Ooh, penis!
Ah, penis! Ah. I have to masturbate with vibrators that don't look like a penis, otherwise I just freak the fuck out.
Right, just go crazy.
Oh, fucking nuts. And
it's
then,
awful.
Last April Fool's, my brother actually thought it'd be a good idea to fuck with me, and I came into my room, and there was just dicks hanging from the ceiling, just like...
Ha ha.
Yeah, like...
Very funny.
Joke's on you.
Yeah.
And then...
freaking out.
For his April Fool's, I tied him to his bed while he was sleeping,
uh-huh.
And I fucked his asshole with every single one of those dicks.
And then I murdered him.
And then I killed him and myself.
Yeah.
I would do nearly anything for him, but it's always physical.
But,
it's always physical. I don't have a problem with that. The problem is that I've never figured out what turns me on. Is that so wrong? I've never masturbated. I've never even had an orgasm. It's not from lack of trying, believe you me.
Yeah.
I've tried. You ever masturbated with a kitten?
No.
I've tried.
How do you do that? How do you try?
Very carefully.
You just fold him in
but
half?
I've never had an orgasm, ever.
Wow.
I've never masturbated. I've never had an orgasm. It's not from lack of trying. I feel... like, such a fuck-up. I really hope he doesn't leave me because of this.
Oh,
if you're reading this, boyfriend, who I've fucked but never came and stuff...
Pretended to.
I really hope you don't leave me because of this. I'm trying. I've never masturbated. You've never made me come. Then again, I've never made me come. Hell, I've never even tried.
Yeah.
I feel like such a
fuck-up.
Maybe
you should try.
I feel like such a fuck-up, and I'm not even fucked up. But I need to get fucked.
And come.
And come. I hope he doesn't leave me. Because that would be awful. I would probably have to kill myself if he left me. And I've told him this many times. And he hasn't left me yet. Not yet.
Not yet. It's only a matter of time.
I was out smoking pot in the park, and this blank dude came up to me, and I think he tried to hit on me.
Gay.
Oh, yeah! Pound it. On fire, my friend. You are an amazing man.
Hold on. It gave it away when it said a guy tried to hit on him.
I mean, have I ever told you that?
No.
As a man, as far as men go, as far as bros goes, you're top-notch.
Really?
You're amazing. You are an amazing model of a man.
Really?
If I went to Wheaton's and bought a model set of a man, it would be Braden, 18 plus. He kept talking to me and following me around and stuff. No big deal. I'm 19. He's like blank, and it freaked me out. 7 or 70? Which side of the spectrum? Now, think about it. I was out smoking pot in the park.
Right.
And this gay dude came up to me, and I think he tried to hit on me. I'm not
70.
Sure. 70. 60, but yes, you are correct. Pound it. You know what I want. So, this freaked me out, right? Totally, like, I'm freaking. I'm having a snizzle. For
a
shizzle.
Shizzle. For shizzle, man.
For shizzle, nizzle. I was out in the pizzle, smoking a little whizzle.
With my other dizzle.
And this old gay dizzle just came up to me, and he was, like, hizzling on me all fucking the whole time. And I'm like, dude, don't be gizzle around me. Don't be gizzle around my a-izzle. What? What does that even mean? Excuse me, sir. I don't understand
Pardon me.
Excuse me. So, I didn't want to be rude. And I didn't want to call him out, right?
Right.
Like, you don't know how
you
these...
You don't know, I mean...
I mean, a 60-year-old gay dude, you have no idea how that's going to end up.
Right. You want to be careful in that situation.
Right. You don't know.
You watch what you say.
You just... don't want to know.
You don't know.
You don't know. You don't want to know. So, I didn't want to be rude and call him out, but I, you know, I also didn't want him to think I was gay, too.
Right.
I mean, honestly, the rollerblades and the hot pink hypercolor shirt, cut-off belly shirt, like, that might have gave it away, but I didn't want him to think I was gay, too, because, honestly, I'm 19, and he's, like, 60, and it freaked me out.
Mm-hmm.
Then, get this, bro.
Okay.
Then, a few days later, he saw me walking out of my apartment.
Oh.
So now,
he knows where
he knows what building I live in.
Now it's time to spy.
And now it begins.
So that cat has been laying there licking itself like the whole show.
Hey, what would you be doing this whole show if you could do that?
Not licking, getting fur balls.
Yeah. Fur balls that smell like my dick. Fur balls that smell like my other balls. I was trying to think of something that rhymed with fur. My her balls. I don't know. My...
Mer.
My slur balls? I don't know. Next time I see him, I'm going to make it blatant that I am straight, and hopefully he won't talk to me, at least in that way. Like, we can still talk and shit, but
we can,
not...
We can be bros.
Right.
We just can't bro down.
Right, but not that way. Like,
yeah.
We can totally bro down. We can have a bromance till it's fucking bro outside, but not that way. Signed, Bonesaw.
Bonesaw?
It's my internet name.
Nice.
Bonesaw. It encompasses both sides of my inner being. My left, darker, cemetery-like bone side. My
mm-hmm.
death side. And my masculine saw side. My saw 1 through, what the fuck are they on?
6.
6? Jesus fuck.
Yeah.
Talk about beating a dead horse. My saw
yeah,
side.
Yeah, but they don't, they, you know, if they can keep making these movies and make as much money as they did on the
right.
last movie,
honestly,
why the fuck not?
Honestly, I enjoy them. I just like seeing people get all fucked up
well,
in
weird,
crazy...
Well, that's why I watch it, is to see people get killed. I mean...
In weird, crazy ways.
Yeah.
As I was saying before, I was
right.
so rudely... See, your podcrafting capability, man.
I interrupt you all the time.
Like, say before, when you were doing the show every day,
mm-hmm.
you were at, like... I don't know, second round draft pick, NFL, like, not quite first, but now you're, like, getting sent back to varsity, dude.
Really?
Really.
I don't think it's that bad.
You know what they say about once you learn how to ride a bicycle, you never forget?
Right.
Like, if that was for podcasting and you were the one learning,
mm-hmm.
it would not be true.
Hmm. I doubt that.
All right. I tell people lies about my life so they will think I am interesting and so they will talk to me. Because, truthfully, I'm neither interesting nor worth talking to. So I have to lie.
Mm-hmm.
What would you lie? Like, say you were uninteresting and no one ever talked to you. What would you make up? What would you fabricate as your front, your mask, if you will? Not Mask 2, though, because that movie sucked.
Yeah, that was weird.
And not that other bullshit with the stupid fucking dog.
Yeah.
If I mention how much I hate dogs.
Especially dogs with the mask.
Oh, Christ.
It fucking makes them all crazy.
So, what would you tell people? I'm a podcaster. I do a comedy podcast one day a week. I used to do it 3 days a week, but I'm a total faggot. So I
no,
had
but
to...
I have a job now.
Right. That my co-host actually got me, thinking that the owner would... what's the word? Not acknowledge. Respect,
uh-huh.
perhaps, my wishes of you can have this perfect man work at your establishment, but he needs Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays off, at least from, like, you know, at 10 o'clock, at least. But no, it did not happen.
Nope.
And I got fucked, and you made $160.
Hope it's because I'm only getting,
hey.
Like, 2 hours.
Cool. Those 2 hours that you should be here doing
mm-hmm.
this, making it famous.
It'll still get famous.
Fucking better.
It
I
will.
Swear to fuck.
It
if
will.
It doesn't, murder, murder, suicide. Murder, double murder. I'm pointing to the cat.
Mm-hmm.
Jamel.com/live video. Next show is Wednesday.
Right.
Without you.
Mm-hmm. Who are you going to get?
Suicide. I'll get my fucking self. I'll bring those two bitches back here. I don't give a fuck.
You should do that.
I'll do it with the cat. I'll fucking do it by myself.
Can you
myself.
Get the cat up to this mic and she'll just
I'll
just
do
like...
it by myself and it'll sound like you were here.
I don't think
I'll
so.
Play the part.
You'll play it down to a T. You.
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, December 15th, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt. And my name's Braden. And thank you so much for checking out episode number 128 of this motherfucking shit we do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday around 8 p.m. Montana time. How the fuck are you? I'm good. How are you? Oh, I'm not bad. Thank you guys so much for listening. See, I could totally fucking do it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll do it. I'll do it to it.
Yeah.
I'll do it. You don't even know.
I don't.
Where were we?
I don't know.
Don't ever interrupt me again.
Oh, I'm sure it'll happen.
So what lies would you tell people about your life?
I don't know. Just lies to make yourself look cooler, I would imagine.
Well, like what? What is cooler? Would you tell them I smoked? Hey, I smoke cigarettes.
It depends on what they do that they think is cool.
So you would
tell what you want to hear.
You would cold read them and gather the data. You'd go on a little recon.
Right. And maybe I'd be like, what do they think is cool? And I'll just be like that.
Like,
yeah, just transform.
And then booyah on that.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. You guys can learn a lot from this man right here. I get really annoyed with my friends sometimes. Really annoyed. Woosah, motherfucker. My one friend.
You gotta love the ears, too, when you woosah.
Woosah. Let me tell you about my one friend, all right?
Okay, tell me.
She
give it to me.
Is a really serious ballerina, like triple pirouettes and bullshit.
Okay.
And she takes it way too hard, if you know what I mean.
Like, in the ass?
She goes to my one friend. I just read that line, so drink.
Cool.
She goes to class Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. She is so conceited. She won't let me touch her hair for fear of it getting messed up. Hello? Ever heard of a comb? And my other friend? Oh, let me tell you about my other friend. She thinks she's this big toughy and that she could beat up anyone that comes her way. She's only done it once. She's not tough. She's only done it one time. And it was a fluke, okay? Once. And my other friend! Oh, let me tell you a little something about my other friend. It's so annoying. I want to scream. Not scream two or three.
No.
I just want to scream.
Scream.
The good one.
Right.
It was kind of good.
It was okay.
She constantly asks, what's wrong? And jumps around like a little fucking grasshopper and gawd. G-A-W-D. Gawd.
Gawd.
I just want to scream. Father! Scream to the heavens. I know. I sound like a fucking bitch. And my problems don't matter. But guess what?
What?
You don't know me. Or my fucking
you
friends.
You don't know me.
You don't fucking know
you don't
me.
You know me.
Listen, you don't fucking know me. Go get your fucking shoe shine box and fucking listen, alright? You don't fucking know me. You don't know my fucking friends. So, ha! Exclamation point.
Was that the confession?
Booyah.
That was a good confession.
Read it and weep. You don't know me. You don't know my friends. I got this one friend. She's a fucking ballerina like 5 fucking days a week. I can't even touch her hair. She's never heard of a fucking comb. And my other friend, the toughy, she's a fucking pussy
Someone's
bitch.
Someone's got it hard.
And my other friend?
Jesus.
You don't even know me.
You don't
even Or my
know.
Stupid fucking frenemies.
Doesn't sound like I want to
Frenemies.
Know.
Friends, enemies, frenemies. All
That's clever.
Bitches. Hey, Dialysystem system says, hey, what? In the private chat. What? Sorry. I was in another world.
Accommodate is the word Matt is looking for.
Accommodate?
Accommodate.
Thank you. Was that Chris?
No, that was 26.
Oh, yeah. Can you watch the feedback? Because I'm acting here, okay?
Okay.
Someday, people are going to see this shit, and they're going to be like, that man was the greatest actor to ever live. You know who they're going to be talking about?
You have to actually...
Not George Clooney. Not Brad Pitt. Me.
You actually have to
Matthew.
Do acting.
I'm acting. To... Matthew.
You have
Me.
To be in a movie. Why don't you go do some movies?
We're filming right now.
This isn't a movie.
This whole thing is a movie. I just haven't
told
you. You're
not acting.
I just haven't told you yet.
No.
Because you're an awful fucking actor. I need you real and raw.
Really?
I will bring the acting and the magic. This guy was my best friend ever last year. But he moved and didn't even say goodbye. He was my bro.
Chris says, sorry, Matt, you suck.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Chris. What the fuck?
I don't know.
Some friend. So, my best friend just moved. He never said goodbye. I regret not telling him how much I loved him. I loved him so much. He was always there for me and didn't make fun of my problems.
What is up with all these people that are so in love with someone or like someone so much, but they don't talk to them? They just, or tell them. They just keep it quiet for like years.
Grow a pair?
Yeah, just tell them.
And do what you gotta do. Just
unless
to get you're your
a
pot
girl, don't grow a pair, because that would not be good for him.
And once you got a modest pot,
I don't
grab my fucking rock star, please.
What's it doing over there?
I fucking don't know. He was always there for me. And didn't make fun of my problems ever. Or laugh at my faults. I had many. God knows. We all have them. He is my true love. Even if I'm only in blank grade. What?
Huh. I don't know. That's a hard one. Seventh. I'm going to say seventh. Seventh.
I'm going to say no.
What is it?
Eighth.
Eighth.
I'm going to give you a ding for that.
That's
because you were fucking close.
Thanks for that.
In the head. Even if I'm only in eighth grade, I feel like I could never love someone more than I loved him. I recently found his MySpace.
Shit. And I hacked it.
We talk a lot, but it's mostly me talking to myself from his account. But it's mostly joking around and talking about the good old days. But this girl, his ex, is closer to him, it seems, than I will never, ever get to be. They call each other and talk online and duh, dated last year. Duh.
Duh.
Duh. I get so fucking jealous. I just sit around and cry sometimes.
That's sad.
Like, ask me what I'm doing after the show.
What are you doing after the show?
I'm going to sit around and cry.
Why?
Because this girl, his fucking ex even, it seems is closer to him than I will ever be. And they call each other and they talk online and duh, they dated last year. I wish he would come back. I wish I could tell him how I really feel.
You can. You just do it. Don't cry.
I wish I could just see him one more time. Just one more time. I just want to see him one more time, Brayden. I'm so fucking jealous. I just sit and cry sometimes. I just wish he would come back. I wish I could tell him how I really feel.
I'll quit actually crying, please.
I wish I could just see him one more time. Just one more. I pissed on my friend's computer.
What?
Booyah!
You're an asshole.
Right?
He just peed on his computer.
If you just rolled over here and just like...
Just fucking pissed on your laptop?
Dude, I'll tell you what. You would not have a cock anymore.
I would imagine.
I would fucking slam that shit down right on your dick.
Why would you do that to your brosif?
Why would my brosif piss on my
That's
bio?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, right. What's wrong with dialysis system?
I don't know.
26, what's the matter?
He's just, that's a good thing, maybe.
Is it weird that I keep picking my nose?
Yeah, they're
itches.
Watching it.
The inside. All right, let's get through these and the fuck out of here. I'm aware that there's less than a 1% chance of it happening,
What is
I'm aware. Don't worry. I know.
Sex, probably.
But I'm hoping fervently that Bush's treason will be discovered, publicized, and all the stupid, foolish conservatives that supported him will be revealed for the idiots that they are. Ha! I'm such an optimist. One day, Bush's treason will be discovered, publicized, and then Jesus will come down on a chariot of fire.
And save us all.
Save me, Jesus! I think Russia should just give up. Russia?
Just give up. Just call it quits.
Hey, throw in the towel.
Yeah, it's okay.
No way. No fucking way would they be able to crush Chechnya. Those Chechens are made of steel. Yes! I love them! Exclamation point. I hate it when people read these and assume that because everyone has problems, there's no such thing as individuality. You see how I just threw that word out?
I saw.
Individuality.
This flows.
Just fucking individuality. Also, I am incredibly in love with a girl and I think she knows it, but we can't seem to do anything about it. Like, hey, girl, I fucking love you. So? No, I fucking love you. I love you, Stella. I fucking love you.
I fucking love you.
We just can't do anything about it. We're like two retards trying to tie each other's shoes.
What do we do?
I don't know.
What happens
what
next?
What can we do? What? Hey, what can we do?
I don't know.
It's a little thing called love. We can't do a damn thing about it. I wished I never even knew about sex. You be careful what you wish for,
yeah,
my friend.
Seriously.
Have you ever wished that you just never, like, you just grew up your whole life just not even knowing about sex? Do you wish?
No.
Really?
Really.
I'm like, man, every time I look down and I pee and it burns, I'm like, man, I wish I never even knew about sex.
I would feel that way if I was in that
situation. Is that what it would take?
Yeah. If that, I'd be like, yeah, I wish.
Man. I wish I never knew about chlamydia.
So I never would have got it.
I wish I would have known about condoms.
Right.
And never known about sex.
Well, you know about condoms. And
I know,
like,
they fucking suck. Yeah. So, speaking of suck, I suck at life! Exclamation point. Everyone from my town goes and gets drunk on weekends, goes to camp, or goes to the races. What do I do?
Sit at home.
And jerk off.
Yeah.
Nothing! I sit at home
and jerk
and
off.
Jerk off.
We
end
both
it there.
Called
we'll
it.
See you guys Wednesday.
Bye.
I'm totally just kidding. I sit at home and I do nothing. I don't even fucking jerk it off. Not once. I do nothing.
Too ashamed to jerk off.
I have like two friends, okay? Because all my other friends dropped me like I was shit. They dropped it like it was hot.
Do you know why?
Because I'm shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with
Quit
me?
Quit being
hey,
shit.
WTF is wrong with me? Question mark, exclamation part, point.
What?
Jinx. Oh yeah, you can't talk the rest of the show. Jamona.
Jamona. I'm talking right now.
Boom! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, boom! Yo, me a Dr. Pepper, motherfucker. You ever play that game?
No.
Well, you just did, and you just got pawned. So, I suck at life. The fuck is wrong with me? I'm so depressed. I would love. Ask me what I would love.
What would you love?
I would fucking love to just go get a knife out of the kitchen and just put it through my heart.
Ooh, that's poetic.
But I don't have a heart.
Oh.
That bitch has it.
Oh, of course.
She stomped it into the mud hole. Drink. I just want to put it through my heart, and then I wonder just how many people who actually show up at my funeral. Hey, you know what I wonder? I wonder just how many people who actually show up at my funeral.
That actually care.
Who actually show up at my funeral. I just wonder.
Yeah.
How many? What do you think? I'd say three.
Are you speaking for yourself?
Your mom, your dad, and the girl at school that used to date you but didn't really like you but now is there so she can get pity points.
Right.
And you know what you can do with pity points?
Hmm.
You can trade them in for free sympathy.
That's true.
It's fucking true.
Evan, take advantage of that.
Evan, this is for Evan.
Goes out to Evan.
Evan, though, it was only for a minute.
I think it's even, though.
It's E-V-A-N. It's Evan. I hope, if there's Evan listening out there, this is for you.
Evan, is his last name, though? Evan, though?
Yes.
Oh.
Evan, though? Are you listening, Evan, though? It was only for a minute. It was just nice to have some human contact with Evan, though. I'm so pathetically lonely.
That's pathetic.
I miss Evan, though. I'm taking that one.
Okay.
I hate capitalist fucks.
Cool.
Cool. What kind of car do you drive?
Yeah.
What kind of job do you do?
What do you do for fun?
I hate it, but I can't help but be a part of it.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, niggas gotta eat. Holla.
Right. Holla.
Holla black. I think too many people in the USA, the US, if you will, have been sucked into a system of things they think are necessary to themselves and their blank. Identity is what we're looking for. I think too many people, this has gone on far too long, too many people in the USA, the US of A, the US of assholes, we've been sucked into an asshole of things we think are necessary to themselves and their identity.
That's true.
Holla.
I hear you.
I want to rip every article of clothing off of him and fuck him so hard.
Should probably do that. I'm sure he would like it. Don't look at me like that. No. Stop. Just gonna...
Hey.
You can't whistle.
I can't. I want to rip every article of clothing off of you and fuck you so hard in your face. In your smooth little baby 18-year-old face.
It's not very smooth.
I want to think of how I'm 10 years older than you while you're sucking my cock.
No. It's so gay sometimes. It should stop.
Does it make you feel uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to do about it?
Nothing.
You're a little sissy bitch.
You're the one that's acting gay, not me.
What are you going to do about it, though?
I'm not going to do anything.
Well, that makes you gay, then.
How is that?
I love this website. It makes me laugh. I want to have sex all the time. And to finish it up, I hate it when people read these and assume that because everyone has problems, there's no such thing as individuality. I hate it when people hit the submit button over and over and over again.
Yeah.
How can you make me end my amazing fucking all confession show with a repeat? How can you even do that?
Why would you do that?
Why would you ever do that? I don't know. Okay, the real last one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
A few weeks ago, I got horrendously drunk. With a W-H-O-R-E.
Wow.
Horrendously drunk on countless glasses of wine and absinthe.
Really?
The Green Fairy, I like to call her. Total bullshit shit. No big deal. Looks cool.
Yeah.
Fucking pretentious goth faggots like to drink it. No offense to faggots. I did the unthinkable.
What was that?
It's unthinkable.
I can't think of it. Why don't you tell me?
You can't touch the untouchables. How could you even begin to think that you could think the unthinkable?
I wouldn't.
Boom! Wrap your little pea head mind around that shit,
I wrapped it.
I rip-wrapped it. I don't actually know what I did. Because it's unthinkable, right?
Right.
But I woke up naked next to the ugliest, most repugnant guy I've ever met.
That's awesome.
He's not just overweight and a complete geek who doesn't know how to type, but he's argumentative. Holy shit. Hey, you don't know how to type.
You're a geek and you don't even know how to type.
Suck it. Pond. You couldn't even type pond. He'd be like, what does that mean? He's not just overweight.
That's a low blow for a geek.
And a complete geek
who can't
doesn't know how to type. But he's argumentative, annoying, and just ridiculously horrible. Ridiculously horrible.
What's that
and
say
also,
about you?
Also, it says I did the unthinkable because I was horrendously drunk on countless glasses of wine and absinthe. And I was just looking for a dick to just fuck me. Just fuck me raw.
That wasn't
Brayden,
paying attention to the guy behind
fuck me
it.
Raw.
No.
I don't know where I'm at. That's what absinthe will do to a person. So there.
Make you sleep with fat, overweight, geeky fucks that can't type.
You know what she just did?
What?
She just rationalized.
She took the blame off of her.
And put it on?
The absinthe. It's
the absinthe. You know what that's
called?
The American way.
Yeah. But you can't get absinthe in America. So this
hey,
isn't.
Can I, Brayden? The internet? Internet, Brayden. Right. I think you guys are going to be good friends. Especially MySpace. You guys are going to be like this.
Yeah.
Your MySpace is number one bro.
Number one.
I had my friend who's good friends with the other one and kind of in love with me whip me with a
Excuse
stick.
Me? What kind of love triangle is this?
This is the same one. That's what absinthe will do to a person.
Damn.
So there. It wasn't until later when I'd sobered up a bit that I realized exactly what I had done. The gravity of it. I went supernova, and the gravity of it just couldn't handle it. I was at a bonfire with a few friends of mine, no big deal. I had my friend, who's good friends with the other one, and kind of in love with me, whip me, with a stick, many, many times.
Well, that's hot.
I enjoyed it a lot. It made my sin, my ugly, ugly sin, a bit better. It released the pain of what I did. Oh, God. See? Another point of mine proven. Yeah. Theory, if you will. Cemented in fact. People, when they are at their lowest point, when they do the unthinkable, when they get caught doing the unthinkable, they turn to God.
Of course.
They
Where
create,
else do you turn?
They create this figment of their imaginations because, hey, if God's not there, then that means I'm alone. Mm-hmm. And if I'm alone, oh, fuck.
So God better be there.
I better make a thing called God and put him there where I'm going to need him later
right.
when I fuck up a whole bunch of times and I have nothing else.
Nowhere else to go.
Oh, God.
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 Jesus.
All right. You ready to get the fuck out of here?
Yeah.
This is a good note to end on.
That's a good note.
Thank you to everyone listening to this now. Or earlier, or in the future. I am the master of past and present. I am Hiro Nakamura.
We're kind of like time travelers.
I'm kind of something like that.
Yeah.
So, we appreciate it. We have shirts, thejaml.com/donate.
You should probably buy some of those.
Yeah, you probably should.
I mean, you know, I'm not telling you to, but you should. You really.
Buy a shirt. I was doing subliminal advertising.
Right, they can.
I was speaking to their subconscious.
Yeah.
TheJaml.com/donate.
Can we just
shirt.
Insert like you saying buy a shirt throughout the show?
The whole show.
Just throughout randomly.
And I'll stop when you buy a shirt.
Yeah. Exactly.
So yeah, that's about it. TheJaml.com. Email us info@TheJamHole.com, TheJamHole.com/MySpace/Twitter/YouTube. Boom, boom, boom. Body blow, uppercut.
Chris says, hey Matt, what happened to the chick who came over?
Yeah, as soon as I put this episode up, you can listen all about it, because I'm not even going to go there again, so.
Don't even go there.
I'm not. I'm done.
We already went there.
Yeah.
We were there.
I was there, and I was not happy.
Yeah.
So listen to it.
You should have been there, too. You could have been. Where were you?
It's 12:30 in the morning. I have to go to work in a few hours, so we'll talk to you guys Wednesday. Well, I will. He won't.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Goodbye.
Later.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.